Fauci finally gets COVID, the significance. Commentary. What precisely happened in the month of February 2020, when Anthony Fauci and cohorts were plotting their pandemic response, is still a mystery. Jeremy Farrar, of the Wellcome Trust, in his book on the topic says that during these weeks, they went to burner phones, clandestine video calls, and warned family members that something terrible could happen to them. Their top concern was the possibility of the lab leak from Wuhan. They needed to get to the bottom of it and prepare the spin. We know that the initial draft of the academic article denying the lab leak came out February 4, 2020, later published in The Lancet on March 16. But what happened in these 3 weeks apart from the mid-February NIH junket to China to learn how to control a virus remains foggy. But this much we do know. By March 2, 2020, Fauci had his game plan lined up. Michael Gerson of the Washington Post wrote him on that day and asked about the purpose of social distancing. This was weeks before most Americans had even heard this euphemism for forced human separation. Was the idea to wait for a vaccine? Gerson asked. Fauci answered in a private email as follows. Social distancing is not really geared to wait for a vaccine. The major point is to prevent easy spread of infections in schools, crowded events such as theaters, stadiums, workplaces gain the natural immunity that is already possessed by 78% of kids and likely two-thirds of the general population. It should also alert us to 3 points of moral urgency. We need to replace Fauci-style feudalism with a new theory of how to reconcile the freely functioning society with the presence of infectious disease, so that neither he nor people in his pay or sway can attempt this again. We need to act to disable the unmitigated power of administrative state bureaucrats to seize control of the machinery of government. We need a new system to decentralize science away from privileged elites so that they can never again have monopoly control over what is considered to be the science, much less posses the power to censor dissent. These are the lessons, at least the start of them. This virus is either endemic or at least almost so, but we are left with astonishing social, cultural, and economic destruction from Fauci's attempt to implement an experimental plan on the whole population, not only in the United States, but all over the world. We will suffer for many years or generations from it. And yet, in the end, infection is individual and probably unavoidable for most people. The immune system adapts. That's how we evolve to coexist. To pretend otherwise is the very essence of denying the science. From the Brownstone Institute.